This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Dung Nguyen. First name is Dung, D-U-N-G. Last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen. Date of birth 3-7-1959. This letter is being written to Dr. Chung Wu. First name is Chung, C-H-U-N-G. Last name is Wu, V-U-Wu. Address 2593 South King Road, Suite 15, San Jose, California 95122. Telephone number 408-274-0226, fax number 877-588-0723. Dear Dr. Chung Wu, C-U-H-U-N-G, last name Wu, Wu, thank you for asking me to see this 64-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. I was lucky enough to have her daughter with her, and we could get a decent history. Period. This Miss Dung Nguyen, D-U-N-G, first name, last name Nguyen, Nang Nguyen, has been having persistent itchy rashes involving her both arms and legs and sometimes face, period. Rashes are somewhat erythematous with the minor facial swelling, period. There is no history of any coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, throat tightness, vomiting, diarrhea, or a diffuse urticaria, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. There is no history of any fever, joint pains, or any other systemic symptoms, period. There is no obvious history of any food allergies, and she is able to eat just about anything without any significant problems, period. She does not have any history of obvious asthma or significant nasal allergies, period. Overall, she is in decent health, period. As you know, she takes some prescription medicines for high blood pressure and has tolerated the medications quite well, period. Recently, she was prescribed prednisone, Benadryl, and some topical cream for this rash and for this rash period. Her itching is somewhat quite bothersome at times, and she has taken Benadryl with some benefit, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 64-year-old who had faint erythematous rashes, faint erythematous rash on her upper extremities, hands, and there were some rash on her lower extremities, period. Face was mildly erythematous, and there was low grade swelling of her cheeks, period. She did not appear to be in any discomfort, period. There was nothing to suggest significant. There's nothing to suggest any urticaria, period. She obviously denies any history of widespread urticaria or angioedema, period. No other abnormal findings were elicited on examination, period. She does have a mild dermatographism, which could be making her itching somewhat more difficult to control, period. Recently, she had a CBC and a CHEM24 panel done, and that all appears to be normal, period. New paragraph. I discussed with the family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms. Period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided. Period. We did basic skin testing, and that is completely normal. Period. Clinically, I do not believe she has any allergies, and certainly these rashes are really not reflective of any allergies. Period. I believe the rashes are more likely due to some kind of a mild vasculitis-like process or some other non-specific dermatological issues, period. My recommendations are as follows. Number one, she should be seen by a dermatologist and a rheumatologist to make sure there are no other significant reason for this rash, period. Clearly, this rash is not due to any allergies, period. Number two, continue the medications that you have prescribed. And number three, I've given her Allegra, and she can take 1 to 2 tablets daily for any persistent itching, period. She may need some more blood tests to work her up for a vasculitis-like problem or some other medical problems, and that would certainly be best handled by yourself or a rheumatologist. And certainly a dermatologist would be quite helpful if a biopsy of the rash is required, period. New paragraph. I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest of regards, end of dictation on patient Nanga Nguyen.